The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. O Lord, open my lips and the lips of those who will be speaking this morning, that our lips may declare your praise. For your word calls us into unity with your mission. Your word calls us by speaking the truth in love, calls us to conform to your will in ways that bring glory to your name and that meet our neighbor's needs. Be with us today. Stir us by your Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So I think we won't do a children's sermon this morning because I think the children will understand what's happening this morning as they listen along. So in a letter of call that's issued to any pastor in the Evangelical Lutheran Church, the ELCA, which is our denomination, after the lines that talk about how we are called to preach the Word of God in accordance with the Lutheran or with the Scriptures and the Lutheran confessions, preach and teach according to those confessions, it goes. There's a line in there that says this: "We are to impart knowledge of the ELCA and its wider ministry, and to endeavor to increase support given by congregations to the work of the whole church, to equip us," that would be congregations, "to equip us for witness and service, and guide us in proclaiming God's love through word and deed." That's what we're about today, empowering, enabling, equipping this congregation for the ministry, the faithful ministry that to which God calls us. God is love. Anybody agree with that? God is love. Come on. Does anybody agree? Does everybody agree with that? Amen. Okay. It does say that in the Bible. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. It also says that in John chapter 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that all those who believe in him might not perish, but would have everlasting life." God sent his Son because God is love. God sent his Son because love is active. Love is redeeming. Love is hope-giving and life-bearing. And yet, we also have to recognize that with God's love comes a transforming power, a power that seeks to transform our lives so that we fall into unity and conformity with God's work and God's mission. That's what we hear about in the prophet Amos, the voice of the prophet that is speaking for the Lord, speaking judgment, yes, but speaking the truth in love, for transformation of hearts, lives, and action. I believe it's also what we hear in Matthew's Gospel, Like the oil fuels the flame of the fire, so the Holy Spirit that we just sang about, so the Holy Spirit of God's Word fans the flame of your heart and my heart, fans the flame of mission and ministry. And so this morning we want to hear from, I've invited some partners who are with us in ministry. Wayne? Where is Wayne? Come on up, Wayne. We're going to hear from Wayne Johns, who is very active in the local food bank. And then we'll see a little video that was made by some of our own members about our Wednesday night meals. Good morning.
First of all, I want to begin by thanking Emmanuel for their active participation in the neighborhood food bank grocery cart ministry. In the past year, Emmanuel has donated approximately 4,000 different food items, like a can of tuna, a can of peas, etc. We have received overall 14,000 such items from throughout the county. As you may know, the Neighborhood Food Bank serves all of Winnebago County, and about 70% of our clients are from Winnebago County. About 20% of the clients are from Hancock County, and then we're also serving Worth County, Lake Mills and Forest City school districts extend into Worth County, and Kossuth County, where the Buffalo Center school district extends into Kossuth County. So we're serving a large number of people from those areas. Over the past 6 months or so, we've been seeing about 220 different families a month, once a month, and that represents approximately 675 people. Over the course of the year, we are required by the USDA, since we distribute USDA food, we're just required to have every family fill out a statement declaring their income and what that income level is, in order to obtain particularly USDA food items, but all our items that are distributed are on that basis. And we saw the last fiscal calendar, 440 plus different families using our food bank. Again, that's 220 on an average a month, but over the year, 440. Support from the food bank, support for the food bank also comes from the food, support for our food bank also comes from the Food Bank of Iowa. And we've been very blessed there. They are the ones distributing the USDA food items. And we are able to purchase at a cost of approximately 14 cents a pound the food items that they have available to be shared with families of limited income. What's happened in the last 5 years is that we've seen the inventory sheets from the Food Bank of Iowa go from about 4 or 5 pages down to this month. The last inventory sheet was a page and a half. So they're serving many, many more food shelves than they have been in the past. Our food bank started in 1983, so we've been around quite a few years. But in the last 10 years, there's been a proliferation of food banks all over the state. We're very blessed to have the support that you've given us, not only through the grocery cart ministry, but we also have the financial support that you've given us two or three times a year with things like the Thanksgiving dinner that's coming up shortly. I'd like to let you know that we spend we spent last year more than $50,000 on food, and we have been so blessed, not only by this church, but basically all the churches in the four county area. And so I want to say thank you, and I want to also say continue supporting us. There are a lot of folks out there that have that need, and we appreciate all that Emmanuel has done for us and will continue to do. Thank you very much.
We're here to talk to you about Wednesday Night Meals. It's one of the ministries of Emmanuel. We do this year-round. During the program year, we do have a paid cook. In the summer, we try to cook with volunteers.
I've helped out Kathy here a couple times with preparing the meals. It's very beneficial just as a whole, as a person, helping out the community and having people come down here and enjoy our meals for free or their free will donations. And it's just a nice gathering. There's always so many people coming down just to even communicate. I think it's a great opportunity for people to come in and share God's word and to communicate with each other.
We serve probably at least 150 people during the program year and a week, and in the summer we've been serving about 70 to 75. So there is a need for it. Some people do it for fellowship, other people do it because they truly have a need for a meal. So whatever that need is, we're happy to take care of that. We encourage people to take advantage of it. We do participate with the Iowa Food Bank. It's like we say, there is a free will donation, but this is really a free community meal. That's the way it's advertised, that's what it's meant to be. Okay, I'm now here with our friend Carl, who lives just across the back alley at Town Square Apartments. We talked a little earlier about how our Wednesday night meals are a ministry to those that need or want a meal, and I wanted to introduce you to Carl because Carl really has his own little ministry going on at Town Square. So, Carl, tell us about what you do for your friends at Town Square on Wednesday nights.
I come over and get dinners for several people.
Okay.
Just whoever seems to want them.
Why do you do that? What makes you want to do that for your neighbors?
Because they can't get over by themselves.
Okay.
So instead of them having to suffer trying to get over here, then I can just take them over there.
And if you can't support financially, you can always come down and help. There's always volunteers that are scooping up food or getting salads or cleaning tables or pouring out drinks and stuff. So there's always room for more.
So Emmanuel's Wednesday Night Food Program is also supported by the Iowa Food Bank. Now we're going to hear from Barb Brennan, from, again, a layperson who's working with the Synod. Thank you, Barb, for being here.
Well, thank you for that warm welcome. I appreciate that. I am a mission interpreter, a storyteller. I have two responsibilities. First, to thank you for your faithful giving in your church's offering plate. And secondly, to tell you stories how your faithful giving makes a difference in the lives of others. So thank you for your undesignated gifts in your offering plate. Thank you also for your special designated gifts to World Hunger, Lutheran World Relief, and especially now, Lutheran Disaster Response. Western Iowa Synod sends nearly 40% of the church to church-wide of the mission support given to them. What does church-wide do with our mission support? The largest percentage goes to new congregations, 357 in 2016. Let me tell you a story about a new startup church. Every Sunday evening, around 35 people gather for worship in a converted chicken coop at Chicken Coop Church in Grantsburg, Wisconsin. Most of the people are between the ages of their late 20s and early 40s and live at or below poverty level. Most are in recovery or dealing with addiction and mental health issues. One could classify them as being a faith community of survivors. Simply, the services are a family reunion. Thomas began attending on Easter Sunday and is now part of the leadership team. I felt like I was in a big, beautiful family from the first service I attended. I'm a recovering alcoholic and addict. 6'3", 330 pounds, covered in tattoos. Every church I checked out, I felt like an outsider. It's inspired me to be a better person, and my heart is full and at ease. It's beautiful. Have you ever seen or read about the homeless, people suffering from addiction, wondering how you could help? You are helping. You are making a difference in the lives of literally millions of people every year. How? Through your faithful giving in your offering plates. Thank you for all you do.
Every week, Lutherans around the country gather for worship. Our congregations are our home base, but we belong to something bigger, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are one church made up of 9,300 congregations, nearly 4 million people strong. Working together, we're achieving things on a scale and scope we could never do alone. We're reminded of our connection each time we gather at the Lord's table. Financially, we support this work with each gift we put in the offering plate. But how does that work exactly? When you give an offering, almost all of that money stays with your congregation to support its ministries, leaders, and expenses. A small but very important portion of it, less than 10% on average, is passed along to your local synod. This part of the offering is called mission support. Your synod helps to unite the congregations in your area. By working together, your synod makes sure that your congregation has the leaders it needs, and it provides a place for everyone to work together on important local initiatives. But it doesn't stop there. About half of the offerings received by the synod are then shared with your church-wide organization. For the numbers people out there, here's how it breaks down. In 2015, ELCA members gave a total of $1.8 billion in regular offerings at their congregations. Of this total, the church-wide organization received $47.1 million, or just under 3% of those total offerings. The church-wide portion of your mission support offering is the foundation and fuel to do God's work in the world, and this work is done on behalf of all of us. These funds are the primary way that we grow the church, sharing the love of Christ with more people in more places than ever before. Together, we are supporting almost 400 new congregations in the United States and Caribbean. Each year, we help over 100 existing congregations reinvigorate their ministries and enhance outreach in their ever-changing neighborhoods. And we're working together to foster networking for our ethnic and multicultural communities that all may share a place at the table. We wouldn't be a church without our leaders, and we realize that an investment in the future of this church begins with our future leaders. Starting with children and youth, we offer events, resources, and tools to nurture faith. Your mission support dollars support the work of 8 ELCA seminaries and 26 colleges and universities. By bringing our leaders and ideas together, our church continues its long-standing leadership in interfaith and ecumenical dialogue, so we replace fear and misunderstanding with a deeper appreciation of our common ground. We're a publicly engaged church, promoting policy change and action at every level of government, countering the forces of inequality. And together, we support social ministry organizations such as Lutheran Social Services in America, which impacts the lives of 1 in 50 Americans. Our impact goes beyond the United States. As a member of the Lutheran World Federation, we're in communion with 145 member churches and directly connected to 85 companion churches in other countries. A significant portion of your offering accompanies our global companions to build new churches, equip leaders, and provide for the needs of the community. In support of this work, your offering helps send over 230 ELCA missionaries around the world, including more than 85 young adults in global mission. These missionaries are the hands and feet of Jesus around the world, serving, learning, and returning home with a valuable perspective on church and society. There's no better place to help do God's work in the world than by supporting the tremendous and creative ministry going on across our own church. By working together, we make a greater impact. Thank you for your mission support offerings and for your gifts of time and talent. We are a church that is making a difference in the world together.
All right, I'd like to invite Leah forward. Leah is part of Lutheran Campus Ministry and Like Fire. Yeah, let's welcome her.
Hi, good morning. My name is Leah Menon. I'm an international student from Malaysia. I'm a senior at Waldorf University and I'm majoring in communications. I'm a peer minister of Like Fire Campus Ministry and I'm the marketing coordinator. Basically, I help with social media, trying to reach out to people about what we do and all the events that we are organizing. First off, thank you, Emmanuel, for having me. Giving me this opportunity to share why campus ministry means to me a lot. Like a building, every person needs a foundation. Without a base, you get lost in this great world. Like Fire Campus Ministry became that foundation for me. They help guide me emotionally and spiritually and continue to do that to this day. Being far away from home, 15,000 miles away, you can easily get anxious and homesick. Campus ministry became a second family to me. They are the foundation in my daily life, and I'm very grateful to have them. Like Fire Campus Ministry allows us to meet people from all walks of life. Everyone is welcome, no matter their religion, beliefs, and background. It is a welcoming space where you feel you aren't judged. I feel it is very important to have this kind of place, especially on campus. A place where you feel at home, a safe place and a brave space. It has allowed me to grow as a person in every aspect of my life. They were the mold that I was looking for all this time. This is most evident when I look back at myself 2 years ago. I'm a different person now. I've grown so much as a person. I look back and see a small sapling, but now I have 10,000 branches, and I'm able to reach everywhere I set my goals. Thank you.
The idea of community is connected with communion. So one of our youngest members in the congregation has made a mission moment as to why communion is important to him. Take a look.
Hi, what's your name?
Ben.
Oh, thank you, Ben. Ben, do you remember why you take communion?
Because Jesus loved me and died for me.
Yeah, good job. Do you remember why Jesus died for you?
Because I was naughty in the way.
Yeah, and why did Jesus die for you?
Because he loved me every time I went away.
Yeah, he loves you every time you go away from him, doesn't he? Good job. Thanks, Ben.
You're welcome.
This morning, as you all were gathering, Nicholas asked if he could make an announcement, and the Holy Spirit's here. Nicholas?
Anyway, I'm fairly new to the congregation, and I just want to announce that me and my girlfriend here found a house in Joyce. We're very thankful. I have a lot to be thankful for. We're also engaged to be married in about a year. So I just wanted to announce that. I've struggled with addiction my whole life, and I'm doing very well, and I'm very blessed to have met this lovely family.
Yeah, Nicholas has been... Seems as though God is guiding Nicholas and Bobby, and so we keep them in our prayers. And third week you were here on Wednesday night, I think I saw you in the kitchen doing dishes. So thanks for your willingness to pick up... to do some work too. I mean, that's awesome. So God invites you today. These are just a few of the ministries that we're up to together. But God invites you into a deeper love, a deeper life, a life of service and giving. Not to earn your salvation. That's That's been taken care of through Jesus Christ. But so that when the bridegroom comes, he will see you, he will see your work, and he will recognize it. He will recognize that as his work. He will recognize our work as his, and he'll say, there's a community that belongs to me. And so if you would turn back to your call to worship this morning, and let's just repeat that last line again. This is a line that my former seminary professor used to say to us. There, I'll do the leader part, you do the congregation. Therefore, knowing that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, and that death will one day be defeated, there is now more for us to do with our lives than to preserve them.